In our previous shiur, we discussed, and we will continue discussing in this shiur, some of the halachas of Big Day Shabbos. Big Day Shabbos, do they have to be, that they have to be different? How is one fulfilled the mitzvah of his Big Day Shabbos being different than his weekday begotten? One of the questions that many poskim discuss, the Shas Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim already discusses this question, is do one also have to have special Shabbos shoes? So there's no question that I saw that all the poskim agree that one has to be careful to go out on Shabbos with shoes that are properly clean. They should be shined, l'kavod Shabbos. The question is, does one have to have special Shabbos shoes? So as I said, this question is already asked in the Shailos HaTshuvos Rav Pa'olim, Chelek Dalet, Chelek Or HaChaim, Simen Yud Gimel. And he says that one doesn't have to have special Shabbos shoes. Why? Because he brings a raya from the Birchas HaShachar that we say every morning. We make a bracha of Malbish Arumim, and we make a bracha Sha'asali Kaltzarki. And the bracha of Malbish Arumim is for the clothing, and the bracha Sha'asali Kaltzarki is for the shoes that we wear. In fact, that's why there are those that have the minhag that on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, they don't make the bracha Sha'asali Kaltzarki, because on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we don't wear shoes. If he says that clothing and shoes would be considered, shoes are considered in clothing, so then we wouldn't have to wear, we would make one bracha which would cover the clothing and the shoes. The fact that we make two separate brachas, he says, is clearly an indication, that you don't have to have special Shabbos shoes. But there's a very beautiful tshuva regarding this issue in the Shailos HaTshuvos Yechav HaDas from Rav Avadya Yosef, Chelek Hei Simen Chaf Gimel. And actually he says it's very much connected to a Gemara that we learned earlier in our Masechta in Daf Samech, that the Gemara taught us that on Shabbos one is not allowed to, one may not wear a sandal hamasumar. And the Gemara says that why are we not allowed to wear a sandal hamasumar b'Shabbos? And the Gemara, we learned, the Gemara tells us there was a story where they were hiding in a cave on Shabbos, and they wore the sandal hamasumar, and they panicked, and they died. Many people got killed in the panic. And because of that, Chazal made gzeira that one shouldn't wear sandal masumar. So the Gemara, this Gemara appears in the Yerushalmi as well. And the Gemara in the Yerushalmi asks, Umeata fil b'chol, if the sandal hamasumar caused such terrible destruction, one should not be allowed to wear a sandal masumar even during the week. So the Gemara answers, Lav urchid bar nash, l'mahavelay trey sandla chad l'choyle v'chad l'shabosso. The Yerushalmi answers, it's not common, and there's two pshatim in the Yerushalmi. The carbon of others pshat is that it's not common for people to have two pairs of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for the weekdays. And therefore, says the carbon of others, what the Yerushalmi is saying is, once Chazal taught us that we're not allowed to wear the sandal on the summer on Shabbos, we're automatically not going to wear the sandal on the summer during the weekday. Because people don't have two different pairs of shoes. They only have one pair of shoes. So if they can't wear sandal on the summer on Shabbos, they won't wear it during the week either. Clearly, the Karban Adar opinion is that they had different, they had only one pair of shoes for the Shabbos and for the weekdays. However, the Pnei Moshe has a very different understanding of that Yerushalmi. The Pnei Moshe's understanding of the Yerushalmi is that the reason why Chazal said that you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumar on Shabbos is because there was an incident on Shabbos, as we just spoke about a moment ago, that caused them to make gzeira that one should not be allowed to wear a sandal masumar b'Shabbos. Says the Pnei Moshe, that the Yerushalmi is teaching us that since the story that they made the Gzeira happened on Shabbos, they made the Gzeira that they should only wear, not be allowed to wear shoes like that on Shabbos. During the week, they're allowed to. So he says that Pshat and Yerushalmi is they had two pairs of shoes, one for during the week and one for Shabbos, and the Gzeira was only on the shoes that they wore on Shabbos. So, says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, we see that this issue of wearing Shabbos shoes is during the week is on Shabbos is really a machlokes karban ada that seems to learn that they were only one pair versus the Pnei Moshe that says that they had two separate pairs. He goes on to say that it's really dependent, that it really is much more of a machlokes of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He says the Gemara and Masechta Kedushin teaches us that what one is supposed to do to in terms of kibur of ein, and there's a machlokes hagersos, what should you do, malbish umechasa or malbish umano? Our gersa is malbish umechasa, you should dress them, buy them clothing and dress them. The other pshat is malbish umano, put on shoes. Our gersa that has malbish umechasa obviously holds that shoes are included in the levush. The other gear says malbush manel is because shoes are not included in the levush. So, therefore, he says, there is strong reason to be lenient and not have to wear special shoes for Shabbos. But, of course, if possible, preferable, given all the rayas that we just gave, one should wear special shoes for one should wear special shoes for Shabbos. But as I said, if one doesn't have special shoes for Shabbos, he should at least, at the very minimum, shine his shoes l'kavod Shabbos. As we quoted the Magen Avraham earlier, the Magen Avraham says that one should have not only special clothing for Shabbos, but he should even have special talesim for Shabbos. And the basis for this is, as the Gra says, the Maaser Rav quotes the Gra. The Gra says that he changed mikaf regel ad haroish. He changed from head to toe, so to speak. Everything was for lekavod Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav uses the words shoyila yilbish b'Shabbos mikol ma shalovash b'chol. And certainly the Paiskim say that they should have a special talus gadol for Shabbos. Going back to the point that we made in our previous year, that one of the reasons that on Shabbos one's supposed to have special big day Shabbos is to remember that it's Shabbos. So if one is sitting in shul and he has his regular talus on, he may not remember that it's Shabbos. So certainly buying a talus gadol L'kavod Shabbos is very appropriate to remember not to do any Melecha Shabbos. Although, I did see an interesting minig from that the Belzer Rebbe, when he wanted to buy, many people, when they want to buy a new talus, what they do is they take their Shabbos talus and they make it into a weekday talus, and they buy a new Shabbos talus. The Belzer Rebbe felt that that is inappropriate because we have a rule, Ma'alim b'kodesh ve'ein meridin, and by taking your Shabbos talus and making it into a weekday talus, you're lowering it in Kedusha. However, I saw that many Paiskim disagree with this approach because the Taz says that if you have two options, one option is to discard something, or another option is to use it, and it shouldn't, a dvar mitzvah shouldn't be discarded, that's the better approach. So maybe I saw that the Belzer Rebbe, he had people who were very anxious to wear his talus. So when he took his Shabbos talus, he could give it to someone else to wear it on Shabbos. But most people don't want to wear someone else's talus. And therefore, if it's better to take your Shabbos talis and make it into a weekday talis versus taking your Shabbos talis and discarding it because you don't want to be married b'kedusha. But now, there's a very interesting question that comes up. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, the importance of wearing special Shabbos begodim. And especially, we said that one of the reasons we wear the Shabbos begodim is to show that we're, before we go into this, I did see even there's some paiskim that suggest that the Shalos Hatshuvos Nishma Shabbos, Simon Reish Ayin Zayin discusses this, should one have special pajamas for Shabbos? So certainly, in wearing the pajamas, there is no point of covered Shabbos. But if we're saying that one of the reasons we're supposed to have different begodim on Shabbos is to remind us not to do melacha, so that may be necessary even at night, or when we're wearing our pajamas. And maybe even there should be special Shabbos pajamas. But as I was beginning to discuss, what is the halacha regarding wearing clothing that's worn during the week? One has a wedding, could he wear his Shabbos suit? Many Paiskim take a strong approach against this, because if we're learning that it's a covered Shabbos, and we're learning that it's here to remind us that we're not allowed to do malacha, we shouldn't wear those begodim on Shabbos. However, the minig ha'olam we know is to wear the big day Shabbos even to weddings during the week. And in fact, that could be what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to teach us, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Yilbash begodim hanon, v'yismach b'biyah Shabbos k'yoytze likras ha'melach, k'yoytze likras chosn v'kala. So maybe on the contrary, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that one should wear the big day Shabbos to show the big day Shabbos are like Kiyotze Chosn V'Kala. And really it depends on what is the reason one wears big day Shabbos. If we're saying the reason for wearing the big day Shabbos is for covered Shabbos, so certainly wearing them to a very special occasion only shows the covered that is involved in the wearing of these begodim, and perhaps you would be allowed to wear them even during the week to a special occasion. But if, on the other hand, the reason, as we said in our previous year, we wear Big Day Shabbos is to remind us not to do melacha on Shabbos, so then perhaps one should not wear special those begodim during the week, because we defeat the purpose. We want to wear begodim that are only worn on Shabbos to remind us that we're not allowed to do any melacha in these begodim. So I was thinking that maybe the right thing to do is to have one beged, one garment that one only wears on Shabbos. And if you have one garment that you only wear on Shabbos, even though maybe the other garments you wear during the week, this beged will serve to remind you that on Shabbos is different, and Shabbos I should remember not to do any melacha. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Ches teaches us that you should wear the big day Shabbos, v'yelch behem ad motzei Shabbos acha havdolo. But the Arizal, quoted in the Sefer Yisoid v'shayrish ha'avoida, says that not only should one wear the big day Shabbos till after havdolo, he should wear them even during Lav Malka, and there are those that are makbid to wear Big Day Shabbos, all of Matzah Shabbos, even if they already ate Malav Malka. Matzah Shabbos, the Neshami Seir is still somewhat there, and therefore we should wear the Big Day Shabbos even on Matzah Shabbos. The Ben Yehoyada says that in the importance of wearing special Big Day Shabbos, as we've been learning, he says if somebody only has a limited amount of money and he can only afford to buy special Shabbos clothing, or wine for Kiddush. What should he preferably do? He says that based on our Gemara, that our Gemara has so many different sources that teach us the importance of wearing Shabbos Begadim. Therefore, says the Ben Yoyada, it seems that the point that could be the point of our Gemara is to teach us that Shabbos Begadim come before all other Begadim, and therefore you should preferably use the money, the limited funds that you have for Shabbos Begadim, even over buying wine or wine for Kiddush. And he goes on to say, of course, because Kiddush, we could be Yotze with Challah. So if you won't have wine, you'll make Kiddush on the Challah, Shabbos clothing, you don't have a substitute. But as much as it is important to wear Shabbos clothing, and the Mishnah Brura, in fact, says in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that women, when they bench Shabbos candles, when they light the Shabbos candles, should already be wearing special Shabbos clothing. He says, never chas v'shalom at the expense of Chilul Shabbos. He says, if a woman sees that it's getting late, she should preferably light the candles, even in her weekday clothing, versus chas v'shalom being mechalel Shabbos to change her clothing. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say something very sharp. He says, v'mabal roya shemesacheres, if a husband sees that his wife is getting delayed in lighting Shabbos candles, and there's a question, chas v'shalom, of chilul Shabbos, mitzvah gedoyla, says the Mishnah Berurah, shehu yad l'kaneres, v'lo yashgiach b'ktotas ishtoi, he should light the candles himself, his wife will be upset, he should ignore that, or mitzvah gedoyla, he says it's a greater mitzvah to sit Shabbos in the dark. But in conclusion of our shiurim regarding special Shabbos clothing, we go back to what we mentioned at the beginning of our previous year, where the Gemara says that how do we know that you're supposed to have special Shabbos clothing? The Gemara quoted the pasuk, v'chibaratoi masois drachecha, Shloi malbushchach shal Shabbos k'malbushchach shal chol. So I saw a beautiful vort from the Vizhna Tzerebbe. He says, the Teres Moshe. How do we know v'chibaratoi? How does one come to covet Shabbos? Ma'asois drachecha. According to the way, asois drachecha, according to the way a person behaves all week, that brings the covered Shabbos. One shouldn't just say that it's going to come Shabbos and I'm going to put on my beautiful Shabbos clothing, v'chibaratoi, and I have on the Shabbos. Says the pasuk, v'chibaratoi, you know how you really achieve covered Shabbos? Masois drachecha, from the drachecha that you worked all week. If one is careful that all of his actions all week cause Kiddush Hashem, that if everything he does during the week is truly the way a Jew is supposed to live, then v'chibaratoi, can he come to Shabbos, put on a big day Shabbos, and v'chibaratoi, truly honor the Shabbos.